This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the U.S. economy is in trouble, and he's again laying out the case for moving ahead with his coronavirus relief package. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
The government's latest jobs report shows hiring has stalled. Hundreds of thousands have left the labor force. And the president says a lot of folks are losing hope.
So I'm going to act. I'm going to act fast.
And alone, if need be. The president's increasingly calling out Republicans for pitching a relief bill far smaller than the $1.9 trillion he's seeking. He says that'll force Americans to wait too long for help, and it may end up being too late.
I'm going to help the American people hurting now.
Both the Senate and House have now taken the first steps toward approving the package with no GOP backing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House says President Joe Biden is using the Defense Production Act to help bolster vaccine production, at-home coronavirus testing kits, and surgical gloves. At a news conference, White House COVID-19 Supply Coordinator Tim Manning said the administration is taking steps to boost domestic production of the critical supplies.
Right now, we just don't have enough gloves. We're nearly 100% reliant on overseas manufacturers to export to us, our country's surgical gloves that protect healthcare workers. And that's unacceptable, and we're using all of our authorities to fix it.
Manning also said the administration will help Pfizer clear a bottleneck around capabilities with vaccine production by giving the drug maker first priority to needed supplies. He also said the United States is investing in six manufacturers to develop at-home and point-of-care tests for the coronavirus. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Judges at the International Criminal Court on Friday found the court has jurisdiction over war crimes committed in the Palestinian territories, paving the way for a possible criminal investigation despite Israeli objections. The decision prompted swift reactions from Israel, which is not a member of the court and rejects its jurisdiction, and the Palestinian Authority, which welcomed the ruling. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the court is ignoring the real war crimes and instead is pursuing Israel.
The court established to prevent atrocities like the Nazi Holocaust against the Jewish people is now targeting the one state of the Jewish people.
The judges said the jurisdiction decision does not imply any attempt to determine Palestinian statehood, which is uncertain, or national borders. Myanmar's new military rulers ordered mobile operators and internet service providers to block access to Twitter and Instagram in the country until further notice, according to the Norwegian telecom Telenor. The military blocked access to Facebook on Thursday, prompting thousands of social media users in the country to join Twitter. Earlier Friday, hundreds of demonstrators took to the streets of Myanmar's capital as the military expanded its dragnet against ousted officials. In the largest protests since Monday's military coup, protesters at Myanmar University and Yangon University demanded that the military hand power back to Myanmar's elected officials. The National Football League's Super Bowl championship game is Sunday, with several hundred seats set aside for health care workers. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
7,500 workers vaccinated for the coronavirus will be given free tickets thanks to the NFL. That includes Brian Gilbert, who works at Tampa General Hospital.
This is actually a bucket list for me to go to a Super Bowl.
About 14,000 other fans will be there too. Gilbert, like everyone else, will be wearing a mask and there will be social distancing.
There's like cardboard cutouts that people actually paid for to put inside the stands. So I'll probably have a cardboard cutout next to me.
The healthcare workers will all be from Tampa in Central Florida. They'll see the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
To be there with my team, sitting in the stands watching this, it's just going to be amazing. I'm probably not going to have a voice the next day.
The Bucs will be the first team ever to play in a Super Bowl on their home field. I'm Ed Donahue.
An update on Wall Street. Stocks ended Friday on a positive note, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.3%, the S&P 500 gained 0.39%, and the NASDAQ rose by 0.57%. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.